Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Thumb Area Septic. Call 989-673-2628 for all of your septic-related needs. Two drivers suffered minor injuries this afternoon in a two-vehicle crash along North Van Dyke Road in Bad Axe. Bad Axe police say the collision happened around 1:46 p.m. August 20th, that's today, just north of Sharon Drive. According to a department news release, a 52-year-old Cass City woman driving a 2019 Chevrolet Colorado was entering North Van Dyke from a private drive when her vehicle collided with a southbound 2025 Chevrolet Blazer driven by a 77-year-old Bad Axe man. Both drivers were treated at the scene and released by Central Huron Ambulance. Police Chief Sean Weber investigated the crash. The release states the Blazer driver was found at fault for failing to yield the right-of-way. Bad Axe firefighters, the Huron County Sheriff's Office, and Central Huron Ambulance assisted police at the scene. And a Huron County District Court hearing was shifted as the legal path for Jared Cash Butterfield. Butterfield, who faces two counts of assault and battery, saw his September 1st trial date adjourned. Defense attorney Richard Schaaf requested the delay due to a scheduling conflict he has with the case going on in a different court. During the proceedings, prosecutors outlined a plea offer regarding the assault on his fellow inmate, Jeremy Lee Tone. The state has no objection to a plea of guilty or no contest, with a sentence running concurrent to time already served. No such offer is currently on the table for the second charge involving Officer Holdwick. Butterfield indicated his intent to accept the plea deal for the Tone case. Judge Julian Ferris scheduled a plea and sentencing hearing for August 24th at 2:30 p.m. The case involving Holdwick remains adjourned to a date to be determined. When we come back from this Thumb Area Septic sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
Whether you need septic pumping, a port-a-john, or a complete septic system replacement, Thumb Area Septic has you covered. From septic inspections, excavation services, new installations, replacements, and emergency services as well. They do it all with quality, reliability, and honesty, as well as competitive prices. Call Thumb Area Septic today for a free estimate at 989-673-2628 or visit their website at thumbseptic.com. Remember, they're licensed and insured for your protection. Thumb Area Septic, your trusted experts. 989-673-2628. Call now.
Hi, this is Adam with Thumb Area Septic. Call us today for all your septic-related needs. Proudly serving all of Tuscola County and now serving all of Sanilac County and surrounding areas.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, Huron County health officials have closed the bathing beach at Wagoner County Park after the latest round of water testing found elevated E. coli levels. The Huron County Health Department says samples collected Monday, August 17th, show the beach exceeded the acceptable bacteria level for swimming. Testing involves three water samples collected in the water between 3 and 6 feet deep. The combined result must not exceed 300 E. coli colonies per 100 milliliters of water. State guidance calls for a beach closure when testing exceeds that daily standard. Wagoner Park Bathing Beach will remain closed to swimming while the elevated bacteria levels are addressed. Michigan officials say beaches can reopen once subsequent monitoring shows the water is again safe for swimming. This is not the first closure at Wagoner Park this summer. The beach was among several Huron County locations temporarily closed because of elevated E. coli in late July before follow-up testing allowed them to reopen. Questions about Huron County's beach testing can be directed to Health Officer and Environmental Health Director Tip McGuire at 989-269-3000. 3329. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Thumb Area Septic. Call 989-673-2628 for all of your septic-related needs.